pod time. Here we go. It is bonus pod on a Friday. I am the Stretch Ari, and the fan is on because it's hot as balls, and I am in an apartment, and I got all the windows closed because it's loud as F outside of here. And it's loud as F outside my little bedroom door here, and it's loud as F outside my windows into the neighborhood. It's just loud as F, so... this is how it's going to be for now. I will tell you, not this weekend that we're about to walk into, but next weekend, I will have the old studio set up very close to it. It'll be the same equipment that I had before. And I should be able to get back on, like, riding a bicycle and have my equipment like I want it. And I'm stoked on that because I'll be able to redo the intros and all that fun stuff. And the show will be back to where it was pre-fire, which was January 7th. Also, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I've decided, and remember, it's a kinder, gentler, nicer, better Stretch-A-Ree that is pushing forward here on Fat to Fit or Else. And I'm really trying to help dogs. I put them up. If you follow my feed, you might get sick of it. It's just dogs that are in shelters, high-kill shelters, that need to be adopted. And I don't care if you adopt one of my dogs that I'm posting because I don't have any vested interest in it other than, oh, here's one. And this might be in an area where I have listeners or people from my social media circle. Maybe they can, someone will adopt it. And if you go there and you don't adopt that dog, I don't know, you could get there and the dog could be a psycho and you'd be like, hey, Stretch, thanks for the tip. I got this dick dog that ate my couch when we got home. That could totally happen. Ice is a massive dick. I love Ice more than anything. I really do. That dog is awesome. But he's a big, giant, butt-face a-hole most of the time. He just amuses me. I don't know why I'm so tolerant with him. Well, I do know why. I had a dream. This could let you into the weird mental world of Stretch. I have a lot of weird dreams and psychic dreams. I have straight-up psychic dreams and all kinds of stuff and what I call visions and things like that. And at one point, I was going to get rid of Ice. He was too much of a headache when we first got him. This is before the house burned down. And a voice in my head said, be as patient with the animal as I have been with you. And I knew who that voice was, and I knew exactly what they were talking about. And I said, Ice, you're not going anywhere. And I absolutely love him. So it has been good. And if you don't have a dog, you need a dog. If you don't have a cat, maybe. I'm not a cat. I've had cats, and I've loved the cats I've had, but I'm a dog person through and through. And you'll notice 90% of the posts I put up are German Shepherds, and I found out a stat that the old days, and this is so true, when I think of the pound, I think of pit bulls and chihuahuas. That was all that was in the dog pound. Now they say the number one dog in animal shelters in the Southern California, Los Angeles area are German Shepherds. And that's, it's tragic when any dog is in there, but there is something, if you ever have a Shepherd, they're so smart and so intelligent and the most loyal, loving dogs. And they, you know, and all dogs are loving, and I've had pit bulls in the past, and I love those dogs too. But they don't match the obedience and just loyalty of a German Shepherd. They don't. I'm sorry. They do not on a whole. And so to see them in there, it pains me extra. And then I literally thought about this today and choked up. This is how crazy it is. I am, speaking of German Shepherds, the 1-year anniversary of Sarge being put down is tomorrow. So Saturday. So I would be thinking about that dog all day. And that's hands down. I've had a lot of dogs in my life, and I've loved every one of them. And they're all different, and they all have their own personality, just like your children do. But that's the best dog I ever had. I ever, ever had. And he'll never be replaced. And my wife will always be like, we should have got another German Shepherd and not that idiot Ice. And I'm like, you know what? Ice is such a break from just having a new dog, a new personality, because we're never going to replace Sarge. Sarge will never and can never be replaced. Best dog ever, ever. Oh, boy. So I will miss him for the rest of my life. But let's get into some stories. I have some working out news to talk about today because that's what this show is supposed to be about. Even though gonna be completely honest and keep it real deal Holyfield on you, I am arranging to take an extra long lunch at work today, and I'm going to my favorite hole-in-the-wall Chinese restaurant in downtown. I live very, very close to Chinatown in downtown LA, and I'm meeting my son there, and we are having lunch today, and I'm very excited about that. So that will be just awesome because we both love that place, and my wife and my daughter want nothing to do with that place, and neither one of them will ever go there with me, and I love it. So my son and I will go down there. It's cheap, and it's just freaking good. I love Chinese food. Really, really good. All right, let's get into some of my news stories. Here's something really interesting, and I like this a lot, being a fat guy with the diabetes. And remember, I almost killed myself on Ozempic a few weeks back. And there is scientists at Tufts University developing a new four-hormone, and not F-O-R, F-O-U-R, so as in un, dos, tres, cuatro, cuatro-hormone weight loss drug. They say that will outperform Ozempic and Mounjaro. And Mounjaro is, I've heard great things about that one. And it's going to do this a similar thing by having appetite suppressors, but it's going to have additional appetite suppressing hormones in your stomach. And they say it'll be like having, taking these drugs will be like having the bariatric bypass surgery and without all those awful side effects. And it also will have not the side effects that you get with Ozempic and Wegovy, which have a lot of people like, what happened to me when I OD'd on it? And you get just upset stomach and vomiting and diarrhea. And there's a lot of weird little side effects that come with it. But they say Ozempic and Wegovy now, 15 million people nationwide are using it. I think it's way more than that. And they say about 5% of the population. And despite their effectiveness, there are big side effects. This new one's going to be not only more potent and better, it's going to have way less side effects. So, very interesting to see that coming out of Tufts University. They say obesity is linked to over 180 different conditions. You need a kick in the ass to get your life in order and to start working out and to start eating right. Obesity is linked to 180 different disease conditions, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, liver disease, type 2 diabetes, and many, 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 many others. But all of that is just from being a fat ass. And I'm looking in the mirror. I'm not looking at you, even though I'm kind of looking at you a little bit. It's more fun to look at you than me when I say these bad things. But there we go. Basically, how the new drug works is after we eat a meal, our gut and brain trigger a hormonal fuel gauge that regulates levels of glucose and tells us when we've had enough to eat. Fat people don't do that so well, and this drug will do that for you. The hormone will get in there. It's a peptide. Now, okay, I don't want to get really gross, but I've done everything, and I've done a lot of illegal things, steroids and things like that, over my course of adulthood. Imagine me on steroids. That is crazy. That is a big angry guy, and that was a long time. And then I was a big angry guy without steroids, so it was just, who knew? But it is a peptide, and I took that a couple years ago, and I can just tell you my personal experience is, it made it like when I went to the bathroom, I was pooping rocks. It was horrible. So when I was taking a peptide for physical, because I was lifting weights, I ended up having to take stool softeners. And that's another thing. A lot of illegal stuff, and even just regular medications, they'll be like, all right, you got to take this, but then you also have to take this, this, and this to counteract the side effects of this. And you're like, well, this sucks balls. What do I want to do that for? So if these have very low side effects and are very effective, it will be nice. So it is a hormone glucagon-like peptide called GLP-1. Look for those in the future once they get this all the way through. They say it's going to revolutionize weight loss, and we are really seeing a revolutionize in weight loss just from Ozempic. We really are. So imagine it being, this is going to be better than Ozempic. And, you know, it's crazy. There's going to be a black market for it like a mofo, because I know more people who don't have diabetes that take Ozempic than people that do, and it's a diabetes drug. And it works really well for your A1C. That I'll give it hands down, it does. All right, here's more good news. I'm bringing the good news. You know why? I'm just super friendly and nice. That's why. Speaking of friendly and nice, I had a chat with the lovely Mean Spira lady today. Don't forget her and the Spira people. They're wonderful people. I love me the Spira people. You can go over and get your Spira on at Spira.com and then use Fit10 at checkout and get a little discount. Spira lady, she's funny. She makes me laugh. She told me I might not be the nicest person, I think, in an indirect way today. It was highly offensive, but true. Hey, I'm not supposed to laugh at that. I'm trying to be nicer. I'm trying to be better. I was very, very not nice of her. All right. Here's my good news. Ginger, not redheaded demon children. No. Ginger as in the root versus cancer. Ginger is a natural compound, and they found can target tumor metabolism. So suppression of de novo fatty acid synthesis with a basically ginger concoction. Scientists in Japan have discovered this. It's a natural compound found in a certain type of ginger called kinkur, and it can throw cancer cells into absolute disarray by disrupting how they generate energy. While healthy cells use oxygen to make energy, cancer cells often rely on a backup method. This ginger-derived molecule doesn't attack that method directly. It shuts down the cell's fat-making machinery instead, which surprisingly causes the cells to ramp up their backup system even more. And the finding is really opening doors in the fight against cancer. And any fight against cancer is a damn good fight, because every one of us has lost someone in our family, someone we know, someone we love, a friend. It, so much just misery has been brought by cancer over the years. So I love to see that. And imagine ginger, something as simple as ginger, being what is out there kicking cancer in the nuts. And all right, let's get in. I have another story today too. This one is if you are a meathead like me and you used to go to the gym and like to see how much weight you could lift and try to get muscles, try to get do curls for the girls. Well, guess what? Creatine. And here's what I know about creatine. This is why I took creatine. This is what I know about creatine. Creatine, you would take right before or right after you worked out, and preferably before myself, and it would fill your muscles with fluid, so water. So let's say you know how when you're pumped, if you have ever had any type of muscle at all, you know the difference between when, like, right after you worked out, when you have a pump up and you still look muscly, and then all of a sudden, like a couple hours later, you're like, what happened to my muscles? They're gone. They deflate after you work out. Well, creatine fills those muscles with basically water in your body. Makes you hold water too, gain weight. I know a lot of people are anti that, but it'll give you a good pump and it'll keep you with the pump look all the time and bigger muscles. So you're looking good. And it was forever been considered something. It's a gym only supplement. Also not something, I don't know a ton of women who are walking around looking for pump, even though it is sexy as hell, a very fit woman. But here we are. It is now news study lets us know that it can help you think sharper and age better. So creatine, not only good for the pump, to be pumped up like Arnold, but it can also help your brain. Imagine that. Helping the brain, keeping you sharper. Get some creatine pump and you're a little quicker. You're not less Joe Biden-y. That'd be really good. And then this next story, I don't like. It's bad news. It's bad. I'm going to tell you it's bad right now before I even get into it. And that is olive oil, which is the go-to wonder. We've been told it is just a healthy fat. You can put it on your food. You should cook with it, even though it does have a low smoking point and it can become toxic if you get it burnt. It's still what we cook with, and it's been preached up and down. Drink this stuff. It's just wonderful for you. Well, they have found it may have a fat in it that spikes obesity. So a major component of many high-fat foods, which, by the way, if you're on keto or any of that, you've put a straw in an olive oil bottle and just drink it. Well, they say it spurs the growth of new fat cells by manipulating specific proteins in the body, unlike other fats. So it's a healthy fat, but just having a lot of that fat in your system. Also, not gonna lie, if you're a calorie counter, go sparingly on the olive oil. It is very caloric. And in the end, caloric is your macros. Your macros are everything if you're going for weight loss. So be careful with the olive oil. And you're going to ask, Stretch, what should I have? All right, try some avocado oil. You know what's really good and incredibly healthy but is very expensive? I do not buy it because it's so expensive. Is walnut oil. Walnuts are wonderful. They're a great snack. They're a high healthy fat, but it's a really good snack, and walnut oil is amazing. And also, I have bought walnut oil on occasion. I don't keep it on regular in the house, but if you have like a wooden table and it has a scratch in it, you could sometimes put a little walnut oil in there, and it'll really help blend the scratch. It'll darken it up so it doesn't stick out. Another pro tip. Look at that. Healthy for you. And a DIY kit as well. Man, I'm full of it tonight. Not just full of it, but full of good stuff. There's another one. If you are a man and you're on a diet, you're sad. Well, I would say, yeah, that's a study that I don't even need to have the study. Because if you look at me and you say, wow, why is that fat man sad? I'm on diet. That's why I'm sad. You know when I'm happy? When I'm eating like a cow, I run around fat and happy. When I'm fat, I'm happy. When I'm trying to not be fat, I'm never happy. New research reveals a surprising downside to calorie cutting. They link to higher levels of depressive symptoms, especially in men and those who are fat. I am a fat and a man. I am two of those. Despite belief that healthy eating boosts mental wellness, in real life, as you're cutting calories, especially if you're fat, you are sad and you can get depressed. And you don't want to get depressed. And by the way, if you're depressed, I am big and I didn't used to be because I am the Neanderthal knuckle-dragging moron man. Go talk to somebody. Your insurance will pay for it. Go to a therapist. Kind of get straight. It's so crazy how when you have a problem and you talk to someone else about it, like they can say, hey, well, why don't you do this and this and this? And you're like, well, that makes sense. And then like, hey, I did that, and I feel better about that situation now. It's good to do. And men especially. Men bottle crap up, and then we bury it, and then we explode, Lucy. We explode on people, and then it's really bad. And you don't want to be that, you don't want to be exploded on people. No, you do not. So if you're on a diet, so look at that. I had all the good news coming, and then I crash it with, yeah, go get on a diet and effing be depressed and sad. Nothing worse than a sad fat man. Wow. I know. I thought I was doing so well today. I was Mr. Happy Pants. Oh, man. All right, well, I'm getting up out of here. You know why? It is a bonus pod Friday, and Fridays mean not only am I seeing my son for lunch today, I'm going to go see Iceberg tonight. I'm going to be in the homeland kicking out in Downey. So good stuff happening. I thank you guys for listening. I'll be back again on Monday with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Have a good weekend.